This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Dua Lipa. She's actually throwing a huge party called Studio 2054. And you have chances to win your way into this virtual crazy rave roller skating superstar party this afternoon with Jane at 3, 4, 5, and 6. Right after the top of the hour, she'll give you a code word. You text it in, and you've got a chance to virtually be there. It's very exciting. Jane, she's got your way in. And now it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app. Get the Radio.com app, and then all you have to do is to put on Alice and listen all day. There's a whole station here all day and night.
Like,
we're not just on
day.
And then we're off. We're on 24/7. The whole station's wonderful, and you're going to love it. So get radio.com and listen to Alice all day and night. Never sleep.
All the live long day.
You don't need it.
I've been listening to Alice.
At all. In fact, Alice works as a way to restore and...
It's actually healing.
Right. That's the word I was looking for. Healing.
All night, Alice. We'll do you all day and all night, Alice. The real life.
So let me quickly repeat that the recount in Georgia finished with the same result. It looks like Joe Biden, whose birthday is today, everyone.
Happy birthday, Mr. Biden, sir.
Joe Biden turned 78 today.
That's old.
It is old. It's very old. He might be the oldest president ever sworn in.
I think I heard that. That sounds right. That seems very old.
Trump was 70 when he was sworn in. And Biden will be 78 when he's sworn in. So. And that's actually, they say here that Democratic presidents have tended to skew younger than their Republican counterparts. We know that Reagan was an older president, but Kennedy was 43, Bill Clinton was 46, and Barack Obama was 47. So, anyway, 78. There you go.
Happy birthday, President-elect. And look, if anything, God forbid anything happens to him, then we have President Kamala Harris.
Yeah. You know, we've been hearing because of California's many problems, which include homelessness. And I mean, we know that the rap sheet on California forever, especially if you had relatives on the East Coast, was, well, the earthquake. I mean, how do you ever sleep?
Right.
It's the fires, though.
That's it is the fires.
I mean, that's really the droughts and the fires are really the priority
turns out,
one.
That's what you're living with, right?
The major issue that you deal with regularly is that. Then you've got the homeless problem is obviously high on the list of problems California has. It looks like here the story I'm looking at in the Merck News. 653,000 folks. Plus a few, left California in 2019. That's a lot.
Wow. Yeah. Did fewer people than that move here too?
The net still a loss. The net is almost 200,000. The net loss is almost 200,000. But you're right to bring that up. That is one of the important sort of issues. But our net is always a loss over the last 10 years here in California. So while there have been people coming in, there are a lot more leaving. The state that got the most Californians here looks to be Texas.
I was going to guess Texas. That's so funny. Texas seems, especially with as purple as it was there, it's like, oh.
Texas was last year's top spot for California relocations. The Arizona was next. Nevada, Washington, and Oregon. So it looks like they stayed West Coast, even though they left California. So
if you had to leave the state, where would you
Texas,
go?
Texas doesn't count as West Coast. I apologize for that. But the others, Nevada, Arizona, Oregon, and Washington, high on the list, also got a lot. So anyway,
where would you go?
That.
Where'd you go if you had to leave the state?
You know what? I really loved Oregon. So if I were to just say, without going and, you know, researching something else, I lived in Seattle, though, too. Seattle's pretty cool. So I don't know that I would specifically choose that, but if there was a gig there for me, and I love the water, and everything's on the water there, so it's pretty cool.
Right.
But yeah, Oregon was great. I've never slept better, like, in my whole life. Mm. It's quiet. There's not a lot of light pollution. You've got it. I mean, I wasn't in Portland. Portland's a big city.
Yeah.
So I would have. I'd go there. What about you?
Probably just somewhere in New England.
Oh, you'd just go. I'm headed back to the.
If I was forced to leave California, yes, definitely. All right. Just, I have so much family there, Vin. So many friends from growing up. You know, if I had to leave California,
yeah,
that's where I'd go.
Well, yeah, I guess you'd know better than me. But so many of your friends have left there, don't you think? Or no? I know that.
No, the people I grew up with all live there. The
village is in Arizona.
Village is in Arizona. That's true. But I'm never moving there. So,
yeah, I don't know anyone. People love it. But I don't know how they do it.
They do. I think they really get used to it. Like, he loves it there. But I have so much family there. And even it's sort of like the homestead, too. Like, I feel like because there's a few sets of the cousins that live right in that area, that people come back up there. So I'd see a lot of extended family that's moved to Florida and wherever else.
Oh, Florida.
Well, and Nikki and Bryn grew up in California, right? So, and you did too, Vin. So that's the thing, is like, I grew up somewhere completely else. So it, for me, it's easy. I just go back home. Like, if you guys had to leave the state, you'd have to decide on some new place to live. Like, where would you, what are you thinking?
I'd probably go to the East Coast, actually. I've actually had this talk with my sisters, like, because my dad's family's from New York.
I have New York family as well.
Yeah.
And while I love to visit, no thanks.
I don't know.
I love New York. I'll walk New York City all day for a week and still be happy the last day as I was the first day. And yet, I'm not moving there. Not unless there's a gig that's going to pay me $1-5 million.
If I was going to say one's not enough, you're going to need five.
Well, it doesn't have to be New York State, but I would take anything.
Oh, New York State is great. Actually, upstate is beautiful.
Anyway, it looks like we've been losing people for the last 10 years pretty regularly. And, you know, all right.
Bryn, would you move to Vietnam?
I'd consider that. I can't imagine leaving the state, though, for California, because I've been here all my life.
But if you had to.
Yeah, Vietnam's cool, like super cool and cheap. So I think if I just sold everything here and moved there, I probably could live for a very long time.
Without working, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want that.
What a shift.
Yeah, it'd be a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those big life changes scare me, because if you uproot yourself and move everything and don't like it, now you're like, how do I get back home without blowing my wad?
Mm-hmm.
John always says that we can never sell this house because we could never afford to buy it back.
Right. Right.
Once you're out, you're out.
Speaking of money, do you keep a secret stash of money hidden from your partner, or not necessarily hidden, but they don't know about it? That's just playing with words.
Like, that's
hidden.
Mm-hmm. That is hidden.
Apparently, it's a lot more common than you think. According to a new survey, 37% of people say they have a secret stash of cash. Huh. And they're hiding, on average, about $2,000.
Oh. Mm. I know John did open up a secret checking account when he was planning my 50th birthday, because he knows I do all the money. So he talked to our financial guy and said, look, you're going to sneak some money out of there and put it in this thing so I can pay for this, that, and the other thing without her knowing about it.
The fact that you know about it, though, means he doesn't have a secret stash of cash.
That's, well, he might, but that was the, he told me about that after the fact. He's like, by the way, there's this other account. And I started it up for this reason.
All right. The survey also found the most common money arguments that couples have. They worry about debt.
Yeah.
They believe one person spending more too much. It's either they're spending too much or I'm spending too much and I have to defend myself. Right. Not knowing how much to save each month and decisions about major purchases, all reasons couples argue. But this is almost 40% of people in relationships have a secret stash.
Do you have a secret stash?
I don't. In fact, the trippy part about that is, and this is just me, I can't speak to everyone else, but if you remember, when I had a kid, I went and had a paid to have a trust put together. Mm-hmm. And I compiled everything, and there's a book, and my partner has it. And it's, here's what you do with all my stuff when I'm dead.
Right.
So the kids have what they need. Yeah. And so it's all there. So she has everything.
Well,
now here's the question. Do I have everything on her? No, I do not. In fact, I would say zero. I have no idea. I mean, I have some idea, but she keeps stock accounts. She keeps, I don't have any idea.
Huh.
She's never done that sort of same, similar, you know, compiling
all her accounts didn't also go into the trust
and putting it all together.
Yeah,
never
like
happened.
Literally everything we have is under the name of the trust in a trust. And by the way, that's the way to do it. Look, people are going, what are you guys talking about, trust funds? It's not that. It's making sure that your kids don't have to pay exorbitant taxes if you croak, and that everything is set up and they get your insurance money and all the other things that are supposed to come to them without
right.
being all tied up in a court somewhere.
For me, I don't know that the most important thing was, here's where my 401k is. Here's how you get it. You're yeah. a beneficiary. All you have to do is contact them. But if they don't know that,
right.
then everybody's got to go find this stuff. Like,
exactly.
How do we get into it? So, yeah, all my stuff's been, for a long time, been put in a place where everybody around here can get it.
It's a good idea, no matter what state your finances are in, when you have a kid, to go talk to an estate planning lawyer and make sure that the kid is taken care of, and get yourself a term life insurance policy so that if anything, God forbid, happens to you, your family's taken care of.
By the way, this is, I really don't even want to do the story, but as we talk about things that you set up, whether that's your bank accounts or, you know, your 401k, people still, in 2020, use the dumbest passwords of all time. Like, we're still doing this.
It's
the
so
one,
true.
The number one password that people use, continuing to this day, is 123456.
Oh, I would have thought it was password with a capital P and a 1 at the end.
Password came in at number 4. They didn't specify which, you know, where the capital lies, but password is still one that many people use. So if you've been robbed lately,
it's your fault.
Come on. 111111.
At least go 999999. It's going to take them 10,000 numbers to get through that. 100,000 numbers, whatever.
I mean, come on.
Numbers?
And the list can, yeah, QWERTY still is in there. I just can't believe
like
that we haven't
QWERTY's
gotten
good.
Better
I use that
at
for
this.
Everything. I use All QWERTY, right. I use password, and I use 19191919.
You do not.
I know, I don't, but that's, you know, I should, because then everyone would be like, she wouldn't say those on the air if they were really hers. Or would I? I don't know. Try to break in using QWERTY, password, and 19191919. 19191919.
Here's a man that's in love.
Oh, love!
He's yeah. so in love.
I'm so in love. So in love.
That he loses his cool.
Oh, no. Oh, God, what did he do? God, these love people.
on Tuesday morning, a guy outside a restaurant in Pennsylvania. Somewhere in Pennsylvania, outside a restaurant, this guy tells a random woman that, "I think you're special, and I've been waiting for someone like you in my life.
I've been waiting."
Her 38-year-old husband did not like the hit.
Oh, my God.
He didn't like it. That's my woman, sir.
Yeah, and I was waiting for her, and now I've got her.
You can't have her in yours. Her 38-year-old husband, James Gleason Jr., heard the hit. He started chasing the guy, it looks like, when the guy drove off. And then when they got to a red light, he pulled out a metal-spiked mace and started smashing the guy's car right there on the street.
Who's got a metal-spiked mace? What is this guy, a cosplay dude? I don't understand. Who's got that? No one has that.
James Gleason Jr. has a metal-spiked mace, and if you hit on his wife and he hears you, he's going to track you down.
And go medieval on your ass.
And go medieval on you. You're right.
Oh, my God. I was expecting a tire iron, or he rammed him, or maybe he pulls out his Glock. But the metal spiked mace, that's serious. Like, I'm scared of a guy with a metal. Like, the other guys, I'm like, okay, well, they fit into this sort of societal norms. They hit me with their car. They're pissed. You know, they got a gun. Those are legal. But the metal spiked mace, you're like, oh, I'm dealing with a madman.
James was arrested on several charges, including two counts of aggravated assault. He loves her. You can't hit on her.
Yeah.
That's
a pretty serious hit, too. Like, I've been waiting. And, like, I can tell there's something special about you. The girl might be like, shh. Here's my email. My husband's right there.
You're semi-famous. I know for a fact that you guys knew each other when you had your special experience with Eddie Van Halen. And you guys, I believe, were together when you boned Roland from Tears for Fears.
Yeah, we were together when I didn't bone Roland, but had the chance to bone Roland from Tears for Fears.
Right. Has John ever had to defend your honor with anybody? Has that happened?
No, nobody's that into me.
What?
He's never had to defend my honor. Like, as in, someone's hitting on me and he has to step in? No.
I mean, are you sure you haven't been at the Deuce when someone, you know, has had a
couple? I don't go to the Deuce.
What?
I don't go to the Deuce. John's the one who goes to the Deuce. I don't go to the Deuce. He left last night. I go, don't get herpes. Because I'm hilarious like that. But really, don't get herpes. Do not get those.
You're telling me your husband left to go to the Deuce?
On my birthday at 6:30. He's like, are you sitting there? Listen, in his defense, I was going to go to bed in an hour, and I was sitting there
crocheting.
Hold
on a minute.
I'm not that fascinating.
The whole state has moved into purple, and he went to a bar?
Yes, he went to a bar. They have drinks. I think they have outside.
Outdoor
I don't even
drinking,
know.
Yeah.
They have outdoor drinking. So he goes, oh, my friends are going over there. I go, well, then go. I go, but you're going to get wasted. He goes, no, I'm not. I'm like, you say that every week on Thursday, and you always crawl home.
Boy, but, birds of a feather, you
but
too.
Go have a great time. And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, just go. You know you're going. The minute I go to bed, you're going. Just
right.
Go now.
So he
get
did.
Herpes. Yeah, so he left. He goes, all right, see you later.
So there's his feet scurrying out the door and the door slamming.
I'm like, happy birthday to me. Don't bring me any special presents home. Have a good time.
Our
I'm glad for him. I'm glad
is...
he has some friends, you know. It's good.
800-400-3697. We're always looking to hear from you guys, except, of course, this guy.
Uh-oh.
If I was hacking Vinny, I'd try 6969 as his password first. LOL.
Oh, definitely. I would, too. Yeah, that's solid. That's good. I'd try 6969-43, because that's his lucky number. Did I just nail it? Did I nail it?
No, you didn't. No. I've actually had to outgrow my 6'9 fascination. Although, my kid, I think I'm something like a weird spelling of my name, 6'9 on Xbox.
Uh-huh.
And I was explaining to my kid, I was born in 1969.
Oh,
that's
really?
The reason
oh, I
for
see.
That number. Mm-hmm, duh.
Yeah. Right.
Don't let anybody tell you different.
So she'd be Island 13. Is she born in 2013? When was she born?
Yes.
Island 13. That would work.
I already told you the text number. 415 says, when my dad passed away, he didn't leave us any summary of his finances. It was not fun searching for bank mail to see which accounts we had to claim while we were still grieving. Grieving went on for over a year. Of course it did.
Well, yeah,
that's your dad.
It never ends. There's a book called The 9 Steps to Financial Freedom, and I read it in my 20s, and I've done every step in that book. And it's by Suzy Orman, S-U-Z-E. And Vinny, I think you and I have had discussions about this, and there are simple things. Some of them are a pain in the ass to do, but once you're done with them, then you don't have to worry about it anymore. And you don't have to worry that you're going to die and no one's going to know where all your junk is and everything else. And your kids will be able to grieve without having to worry about the next statement coming in the mail.
I absolutely thought it was a giant pain in the ass, but it's done.
It
and now
is
it's
a
just
giant
done.
Pain. Yep.
Yeah, and it's like one of those things where I don't know. I know we all sort of go, well, I've got a million years before I have to think about that. Yeah. But
you don't. They go by so fast. And the fact that I did it, I'm so grateful that I started doing this stuff in my 20s. And look, 26, Nicole, not too young for this.
No, I know.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, my dad works in the bank.
Oh, so he's good. But, that's good.
Our whole family is bankers. Bank. So
that's what you need. And look, not everybody has a family full of bankers. Get this book. I'm not even. We don't get paid to promote this book, but this book lays it out very simply. Shows you strategies where you can put little bits of money.
The Suzy Orman book.
Suzy Orman. Put a link to it on our Facebook page or something. It's great. It's so easy. I mean, it's not easy because there are some hoops to jump through. But.
It's easy. It's just that you have to compile things and you have to wait. You know, I usually want to do something right now.
Yep.
Let me get done with that.
Yep.
And often they'll say, well, we're going to have to, you know, I went in and I sat down and I said, I've got everything. Here it is. Have a good one. And she went, no, that's not how this goes.
That's not how it works.
We're going to meet for an hour and then you're going to leave and go get everything I'm telling you to get. And I went, oh, that's not going to work for me.
And it's not free. You know, putting a trust together is a lengthy process. And I'm not going to lie. It's expensive. It's, you know, several thousand dollars. But in the end, what you have is a document that holds all your stuff together and declares definitively what to do if you are comatose, what to do, how you want it to be buried, how much you want to allot for that, how your kids will get paid out if you've got any money to give to them. Everything is in one place. I mean, it's a will. It's worth getting done if you have children.
One of the things I put in mind specifically was that my kids would get everything in case I die and she remarries and then has more kids.
Yes.
Because I don't want her other kids that aren't my kids to get the stuff that's for my kids.
Nope, absolutely
and that's,
not.
And that's actually a conversation you will have with your trust person where you're like, well, yeah, I don't want that to, and you have to defend their stuff.
You put it in there. And actually, we have a clause in there that says, if anyone contests this will, they're automatically out of it and they get a dollar.
Oh, Bryn.
The time's up.
Oh,
come on. All right. It's, just about 8 o'clock. We'll be back right after.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.